This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
It's time to phone a friend because we've got Nick Ashew joining us. He is a BetQL writer, and also you can find him right here on the network each and every Saturday, I believe, on BetQL from 10 to noon Eastern. You can find him on Twitter at Nick Ashew. So let's phone a friend. Nick Ashew, what is your favorite game show of the past on TV?
It's probably got to be Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. That was the one show I remember when that was on, like, in its prime. I mean, it's still on, but, you know, when there was, like, a certain point at the beginning, that was the show I felt like everybody watched. That would probably be the only one that I, like, truly had interest in. Though, do we count Whose Line Is It Anyway? Because it was kind of a game. So I feel like maybe you could put that in there, too, as one. But, no, it's probably Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, that was like a really iconic show at one point. And I think trivia shows are really fun to watch along because obviously they're interactive. But let's dive in to the NFL and some of the better games on the slate, which I feel like are all of them. Are there any games on the slate this weekend in the NFL that particularly grabbed your attention?
I mean, Bills, Chiefs, my gosh. The talent that we're going to see at quarterback in this game, and it makes it almost impossible right now. Like, I'm not leaning in either direction in this game yet. I haven't. I was on You Better You Bet yesterday, and, like, Ken Barkley and I were talking about this. It's like, I'm really struggling to figure out in this game which way to lean because obviously you think, well, the Chiefs have been in this position before and they've won a Super Bowl recently. And I'm a big believer in playoff experience. It's one of the reasons why I was completely out on the Cardinals. I was 100% confident in the Rams winning that game. I didn't expect it to be, you know, as ugly as it was. But, you know, look, the Bills obviously have had a little bit of playoff experience with Josh Allen last year, but not to the level the Chiefs had recently. But then you go, okay, well, the Chiefs' defense, and then it's been good the last half of the season, but the first half, what if it turns back to that? It's just, it's this, you can overthink this game a lot, but if you're going to look at it just from a, you know, football fan perspective versus obviously a betting perspective, you got two great quarterbacks to watch here, but you've also got a game where the Chiefs are favored by less than a field goal, and who knows, that line could even come down more where you're looking at one and a half maybe at some point, and it's just, Look, I'm excited about it, but I'm really struggling to kind of figure out where I want to lean there. But, I mean, look, go down the list the rest of the way. Rams-Bucks is going to be great. Bengals-Titans even. Look, I've been on the Bengals bandwagon this entire season. The Bengals have a chance to win that game, and that's the first game. I'll say this. The one thing about all of the other games that we've got coming up in the divisional round this weekend, it's almost all, you know, groups of players or an actual organization that's got a lot of history, right? That's had a lot of success already. You expect them to be there. The Packers and, you know, the Bucks and the Bills, we expected to be here. Chiefs, look at the Bengals and what the Bengals have the opportunity to do. They're playing with house money right now. They already won their first playoff game. They've overachieved this season, worst to first. Joe Burrow really deserves more, at least, a conversation about his name being in the MVP talk. Now, do I think he's going to win it? No, it's going to be Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. But if Joe Burrow won, like, let's say today you guys told me, hey, we find out the future and Joe Burrow wins MVP, I'd go, okay, yeah, that's fine because he had a really good year. And look at what he was able to do with this Bengals team. I love these two weekends in the NFL. The issue you have with the wild card weekend is that sometimes you obviously get it, some games that are stinkers, teams that just don't belong there. Now the divisional round is when you really start getting every team out there. It's all teams that have either won or the number one seeds now, and the games get more competitive, they get closer, and they also get harder to predict.
We're talking with our good friend Nick Ashew from BetQL. And, Nick, you touched on the Bengals and Joe Burrow for a second. So I wanted to get your thoughts on the Titans laying 3.5 at home. Chelsea will appreciate this question because I said this on the radio yesterday, is that we just don't talk about the Titans. There's no team in the National Football League right now that is being disrespected more than Tennessee. Not that people are coming after them, But you can talk to someone in a bar. You can talk about, we can talk about it on this show. You can talk to NFL with someone on the streets, and it's Chiefs, it's Bills, it's Bucks, it's Packers. Nobody's talking about the Titans at all. Are we not giving them enough credit?
No, we're not. And look, I even myself, look how excited I was about the Bengals. And listen, I've also, and you guys know this, I've been on the Bengals since week one. I really loved what they built. So the Titans are also a very good team, and they're well coached. You know, the difference with it is versus, really, if you go down the list of all these other teams, except maybe the 49ers, you're talking about, shockingly, really good quarterbacks for all of these teams. Tannehill is a good quarterback, but we know that the Titans were at their best when they also had Derrick Henry out there. Shocking. It's not like I'm going out on a limb here at all. And I saw some practice video of him yesterday. So he's looking like he's probably going to be good to go in this game. But let's credit Mike Vrabel. How smart of a coach he is. The closest person we've ever had to like having the Bill Belichick mind. I know he's, I call him still a Bill Belichick disciple, even though he didn't really coach under Belichick, but, you know, played under him and was with the Texans as a coordinator and then got the, like, he's able to do some of the rule manipulating that Bill Belichick has done for a long, long time. And we've also seen him have success, you know, against Bill Belichick, just coaching in games, in the regular season. So you've got a very good coach there in Tennessee. And yeah, the Titans just maybe aren't as flashy of a team. They don't have as many interesting storylines. So the general casual fan tends to forget a little bit about what they bring to the table. But they've got great coaching. And if you have Derrick Henry back out there on the field this weekend, I mean, you've got a potential for this team to clearly beat the Bengals and still really make noise in this playoffs.
We're talking with BetQL writer and host Nick Ashew. And Nick, I've got to get to the NBA because a couple really interesting games on the slate today that we've already kind of talked about are leans. We've got the Cavs and the Bulls, the Cavs laying 2.5 on the road. And then the Grizzlies getting 6.5 points at the Bucks. Do you have leans on either of those games?
So I'm much more, and it's funny, I was actually looking at this before I got on here with you guys, and I saw that that 6.5. And I was like, wait, hold on. Have we looked at the recent history just alone of both these teams before we even start talking about matchup? I mean, the Grizzlies have won 12 of their last 13. They've covered in 11 of their last 13. Meanwhile, the Bucks have failed to cover in 6 of their last 8, and they've lost 6 of their last 8 outright. It's been this very weird stretch. Like, I understand Milwaukee is still defending champions and they are a good team, but right now that is too many points. That is too big of a gap, I think, between those two teams. We're looking at that. I love the Grizzlies plus 6.5. I would expect that number to change. Look, there's been no line movement yet from everything that I've been checking just early this morning on that yet. I would expect that to move a little bit as the day goes on, but man, the Grizzlies are good. The Grizzlies are a really good team, and I think there's still a lot of people out there that are doubting or questioning. It's like, well, okay, how good are they really? No, they're the number three team in the Western Conference right now. They're 31-15, and they have an opportunity here to make a statement against the Bucks. I mean, they've gone on a massive cover streak. It's unbelievable what Memphis has done, and you're starting to see Ja Morant climb up those MVP, you know, rankings. You're starting to see Ja Morant get more into the conversation about being MVP. He's not going to win MVP this year. I think I saw he was around like, you know, plus 1,600, give or take, where you're looking for MVP. You have to go through this stage where it's 1 or 2 years of being in the conversation and you're the new guy in the conversation. That was Luka Doncic, and then he just blew it this year because Dallas is terrible and Jason Kidd's just not a good coach, and he's ruined that team, but that's a whole other conversation. But, you know, Morant is starting to at least be named in that. And with the Grizzlies' continued success, this is going to be a team that has the opportunity not just, you know, this year, but for a long time to really be a good team in the NBA. But yeah, I like the Grizzlies plus 6.5 tonight against the Bucks.
For more, listen to the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.